Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link fourth quarter 2012 earnings release conference call. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures mentioned in this conference call are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. I will start today's presentation with the financial review of the fourth quarter 2012 results, and followed by the whole year comparison versus that of 2011. During the last part of my presentation, I will highlight D-Link's 2013 business outlook in each of our major market sectors. Now, if you will, please turn to page two for our fourth quarter income statement. For the fourth quarter 2012, D-Link registered total revenue of 8.1 billion dollar, which was down 2.5% sequentially, and about the same level as compared to last year's same period due to the stronger NT dollar. In US dollar term, fourth quarter 2012 sales was about the same as sequential quarter and was 4% higher than the quarter year before. Overall, the general business environment continued to be suppressed by the economic worry of the European market slowdown and the financial cliff in the U.S. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 29.3%, down from 30% last quarter as a result of the seasonal year-end rebates and promotion to speed up inventory turnover for non-strategic and slow-moving products. Inventory valuation gain for the fourth quarter was NT dollar 119 million, partly due to the sell-out effect from the provisioned slow-moving items and improvement in inventory management. Gross margin, including the inventory provisional gain, was 30.8%, which was better than 29.6% reported in third quarter of 2012. Operating expenses for the fourth quarter was NT dollar 2.24 billion, or 27.4% of net revenue, which was slightly higher than 26.3% in third quarter due to a lower revenue base. Operating margin was 3.3% in fourth quarter 2012, within our target range of 3%-5%. Non-operating income reported in the fourth quarter was NT dollar 136 million, increased by 25% sequentially. I'll go over the comparison on non-operating income and loss in the following slide. For the group's pre-tax income, D-Link posted a net income before tax of 406 million dollar. The high reported tax expense were due to one-off tax adjustment for prior period from certain tax authority. Consolidated net income after tax and minority interest was 262 million, as compared to 288 million in the third quarter. EPS was 0.41, based on weighted average capital of 6.34 billion dollar. Now, please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Net operating income reported for the fourth quarter was 136 million, which comprised of 108 million dollar recognized from our investee companies under the equity method, mainly Alpha Networks. NT dollar 8 million from foreign exchange loss and 36 million dollar from other income. Please turn to page four for the fourth quarter year-over-year comparison. From a year-over-year comparison, fourth quarter 2012 sales were 0.3% higher than the same quarter last year. Gross margin, including inventory valuation, was 30.8% as compared to 30%, mainly due to better result from inventory management. Operating expenses of NT dollar 2.24 billion was slightly below NT dollar 2.31 billion in 2011. Operating profit of NT dollar 270 million was 116% improvement from comparable period last year because of the positive combination of better gross margin and lower OpEx. Now, please look at page five for the full year results of 2012. For 2012, D-Link posted net revenue of 32.4 billion, or at about the same level as last year. Gross margin, including inventory provisional gain and loss, was 29.3% versus 31.8% in 2011. The major reason for the margin erosion was attributed to the price competition in the wireless products, as there was no major technology upgrade introduced in 2012, and aggressive market gain strategies from competitors. In order to maintain our or even improve our margin, In the year past, D-Link had aggressively pursued the cloud strategy, aimed to differentiate our product offering, emphasizing new user experience in their mobile digital lifestyles. We are beginning to see some positive sign as gross margin in the second half year of 2012 was well above that of the first half level. With a very disciplined approach to manage the group's operating expenses, 2012 OPEX was 6.9% lower than last year in the amount of NT$8.8 billion or 27.1% of net revenue. Operating income and operating margin for the whole year was NT$693 million and 2.1% of net revenue. The group's consolidated net income after tax and minority interest was NT$779 million, and EPS was NT$1.23 for the whole year. It is worthy to note that other than our second quarter operation, which was negatively impacted by the volatile currency movement, the remaining quarters operating margin met target at 3% or higher. As you can see from page 6, 2012 second half performance was better than the same period in 2011 due to more stable FX environment and better cost control. Net income improved by 23.6% and EPS reported 86 cents. Now please turn to page 7 for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain healthy liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT$4 billion. Account receivables was NT$5.8 billion, down by 5% as compared to third quarter. 2012 ending inventory was approximately NT$6.4 billion, down by 8.9% as we continued to work down the inventory level. Now please turn to page 8 for the company's key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 69 days and within normal range. Inventory days also improved in two consecutive quarters to 109 days. Overall cash cycle was 84 days, slight increase from sequential quarter. In terms of liquidity position, the company continued to maintain healthy financial position with current ratio at 1.96 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.48. Return on equity for the fourth quarter was 8%, same as previous quarter. Now please turn to page 9 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 62% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe 20% and North America 18%. Our new digital home products made a strong market entry in North America and Europe, corresponding to the peak retail season. North America sales were up 19.2% sequentially and 33.5% on year-over-year basis, and 50% strong sequential growth from digital home sales. Europe's fourth quarter sales recovered 5.8% from sequential quarter, but still down 13.8% from comparable period last year. Emerging and Asia Pacific market were down 9.8% sequentially and 1.7% year-over-year due to weaker than expected sales from Australia and China as a result of the sluggish economy. Now please move to page 10, which show our fourth quarter revenue by products category. Switch and wireless together contributed to over 64% of total fourth quarter revenue. Broadband was 15% and digital home continued to gain importance with 13%. During the fourth quarter, end user demand for both business and telco project was generally weaker than expected. One bright spot is the sales of digital home products, which grew 13.7% from sequential quarter, and for the whole year, grew 29.1% as compared to 2011, attributed to sales growth from my D-Link camera launch in both the U.S. and Europe. Broadband sales were down by 23.2% from previous quarter, partly due to lumpy project shipment pattern in the telco business and partly due to weaker pull-in from the Europe region. Now please refer to page 11 for our strategic IP surveillance product. IP cameras 2012 sales grew 85% from sequential year and accounted for 5% of total product mix. IP camera is expected to be the major sales growth driver for D-Link in the coming few years. Now please refer to page 12 for our 2012 revenue by region. 2012 was a turbulence year with volatile currency movement, stagnant consumer demand, slowdown in commercial spending, and increasing price competition dominating the market landscapes. While we have launched the new generation of 11AC wireless product, speed of consumer adoption has been gradual, but we expect the speed will start to pick up in 2013 as consumers have more Wi-Fi-enabled devices to connect and more rich content to share wirelessly. For the year 2012, consolidated revenue was NT$32.4 billion, almost at the same level as the year before. Revenue from emerging and APAC market grew by 3.7%, compensating for the softer Europe and North American markets, which were down by 9.4% and 2.6% respectively. Now please refer to page 13, which shows our revenue breakdown by the product category. For the whole year 2012, sales of switches was down 5.2%, wireless was down 6.8%, and broadband up 2.7%. The strongest growth area continued to be in the digital home, which grew 22.7% from last year level. Now please turn to page 15 for the 2013 business outlook in each of our product sectors. Regarding the consumer sectors, My D-Link Personal Cloud and My D-Link products family continue to expand, currently include 11AC home router, mobile router, network camera, and video recorder, cloud storage devices, MiFi devices, and more to come. In 2013, mobility, social sharing, and rich media consumption will again take center stage, driving new technological adoption in networking products, such as 11AC, LTE, home surveillance, HD media streaming, and multi-screen viewing in the digital home. In addition to the hardware bidding wall, the personal cloud experience, driven by user expectation that the content, applications, and services will be available to them on any devices, at any time and anywhere, will be a key product differentiation for D-Link's product. Networking products embedded with My D-Link Cloud Service Platform will offer features such as centralized device management, zero configuration, real-time monitoring, remote management, mobile access, synchronization, sharing that cater to the new consumer digital lifestyle. The personal cloud will gradually replace the PC as the location where individuals keep the content, access internet services, and customizable preferences. Now we move to the business segment. In the business front, the trend is quite similar to the consumer landscape in light of the proliferation of bring-your-own devices in the workplace and the fast-growing business internet apps and cloud computing trend. D-Link will continue to incorporate more intelligent management features in our smart and managed switch that is easy to install, secured, and reliable, and at a price point attractive to SMB and SOHOs. In the technological front, continuous upgrade to GigaSpeed, 11AC, and integrated unified wireless solution will be the main business focus in 2013 and beyond. D-Link is also in a unique position to offer one-stop IP-based surveillance solutions supported by comprehensive choices of switches, My D-Link's cameras, and VR, network-attached storage, and management tools that specifically address different business verticals, such as retail chain store, hospitality, education, etc. This is a tightly integrated approach, providing more software and after-service support as may be relevant. We intend to continue to expand our eco-partner system through working with VAR and SI for distribution and application and system partners to complete our forest solution offerings. We'll leverage our global organizational structure to drive focus, execution, simplicity, and speed of decision across D-Link. This will be a continuous process to align our investment and growth opportunities in each of our addressable markets. Now let's look at the telcos and ISP market. The over-the-top services with multi-screen option have shown strong consumer demand, and service providers are beginning to adapt and evolve the business proposition to expand revenue stream and more interactive engagement with their customers. The smart TV adoption will also pick up in momentum with more than 220 million install base expected by 2017, further fueling the explosion of OTT-rich media content. As customers spend more time accessing high-bandwidth contents, telco and service provider are stepping up their efforts to be the prime service provider for digital living home. They are increasingly procuring integrated access devices that include advanced networking features supporting IPTV, home surveillance, HD streaming, VoIP, and personal cloud. This is also an increasing trend for the carrier and service provider to run Wi-Fi networks for business hotspot as part of the metropolitan mobile broadband networks, which will be a key growth driver for our telco business in 2013. Now please turn to page 16 for our 2013 first quarter guidance. For the first quarter 2013 outlook, we expect revenue to be lower in line with seasonality pattern and gross margin to remain flat as compared to the final quarter last year. We expect business continues to start to improve in the second half of the year, especially the demand for more bandwidth, mobility, and personal cloud trend will serve as the growth impetus in the consumer retail market. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact Dealing Investor Relations.